And we're live with audio. Well, recording with audio. Not live. We're live on Twitch, recording with audio. I record them separately. So, you don't care about that. Okay, so what? Yeah, right. What happened with the Christian kid? So, he becomes Christian. And, I had been teaching him some Bible stuff. And he's an American. He's all alone over here. And, you know, the Taiwanese teachers pick on him because he's got this double culture thing going on. He's weird. Oh, yeah, there's a lot that's just not right. What people in Asia do is really not right. But this kid's amazing how he stands through it. He deserves a handful of medals every school year that he goes through. Very resilient and amazing kid. So he finally decides, he says, I want to become Christian. I said, okay. He goes, well, how do I? I said, well, you already are. What? I don't have to go to churches? I said, no, it's not a religion. Jesus died on the cross and it's finished. If you believe, you said it. If you believe Jesus and you say it out loud, or, you know, you make, I mean, I suppose if you can't talk, you can express it as physically as you're capable. If you believe Jesus and you say so, then that's it. You're Christian. Pardon my French. So he says, really? That's it? I don't need to go to church? Or, like, I go, no, that's not, that's religion. You don't, you know, the Bible doesn't say you got to go bow down and stand up and tap your left shoulder three times. Jesus died to eliminate anything like that. When Jesus died, he was completing any of those rituals. That's what it was. Old Testament, human sacrifices, break off sin, break off demonic power a little bit. Jesus was a self-human sacrifice. No one was killed. He gave his life. He wasn't killed. He died. He suffered, of course. And that achieved those religious rituals, the important ones. He did it himself. So we're done. That's it. He did all that stuff you're talking about. Jesus did that. And when he got done doing it, he said, it is finished. So all that stuff's done. If you believe it, yeah. Yep. That's it. You're done. And he's like, wow. Really? And I said, so anyhow, well, he had questions about, he says, well, I still want to, it's I don't remember how the conversation was going, but he wanted to not do bad things anymore. You know, waste time on his phone or whatever, you know, just, we all do stuff that's bad, little stuff, but it's just all over all the time. And he said, I want to not do bad stuff. I said, well, being baptized is a Christian tradition. And many people kind of stop doing bad stuff once they get baptized. Do you want to be baptized? He's like, yeah, sure. So, recently I went down to the beach and baptized him. I got permission from his dad. I gave him some background. We walked out into the water and I stood there. I said, he's like, what do I do? The water was cold. He was freaking out, but he wanted to do it, but he was nervous and freaking out and you know, cold feet, so to speak. So he's kind of freaking out and panicking. And I put his hands on my upper, is that how you do baptism? Put his hands on my upper arm. I said, now here's how this works. You put your hands on my upper arm and I plug your nose. I didn't do the cloth thing. You know, who does that? So I said, his first and last name. And I said, because of your faith in Jesus Christ, I now baptize you in the name of the Father, Son, and Holy Spirit. Put him down and back up. And he came up. And there was this Christian lady apparently on the shore. Like, once we were just there at the normal beach. And she starts seeing that this is going to be a Christian baptism. And she gets all happy. And then she starts clapping. So this was actually witnessed by another Christian. And I knew that it would be. So there we have it. Now, anyone can baptize anyone, as long as you're a Christian. You don't baptize in your own name. The disciples were baptizing Jesus' disciples. But it was the disciples actually doing it. This was in the New Testament, in the Gospels. Jesus wasn't doing the actual baptizing. His disciples were doing it in his name, but it was considered a Jesus baptism. But his disciples were actually doing it, but it was considered Jesus baptism. That's how baptism works. And there was some discussion about John's, and John's like, well, that's great. I mean, don't be jealous of that. I mean, why would you be jealous that Jesus is baptized? I prepared the way for him. The whole idea is Jesus, my cousin. What would I be upset about? And that type of territorialism has plagued the church continually. It's just always been there. Your church, my church, let's fight about it. I didn't do that. I explained to Royu and his dad, I said, I'm a disciple of Jesus. I believe in him. I'm Christian. So I baptize you in his name. Anyone who's Christian can do it. You're not baptized into DeJesse's teaching. It's in the name of the Father, Son, and Holy Spirit. You're baptized into them, which is the baptism of faith. You're and it's just a ritual. It's just a thing that you do to make it absolutely clear there isn't any question. You believe this belief only thing. It's a Jewish tradition. Well, before that, I laid hands on him for baptism of the Holy Spirit. You just pray. Yeah, no, you have to have the Holy Spirit. You have to have baptism of the Holy Spirit. I don't want to get into that too much, but usually it includes some supernatural stuff, kind of a sixth sense, maybe impressions about people that end up being correct, or awareness of future events, maybe lots of dreams that are very, very useful to you or someone else or about the future. And they lead you to be a better person. If you have baptism of the Holy Spirit and you get dreams like this, you can use stories from the Bible to interpret them and understand them. There will be symbolism. If you don't know about symbolism, look up how to write stories. Symbolism in literature and stories, because it's a thing and it's real. The same rules for symbolism and literature in the Bible are the same rules for literature and symbolism in writing stories. Authors use them, English lit class, or, you know, whatever language, you know. So he starts having dreams, which have lots of symbolism in the Bible. He had a dream of a statue of Jesus, and he was going to go follow the statue of Jesus. I'm not going to tell all the details, but he's had some very meaningful dreams. And he wants to learn the Bible. He wants to stop doing as many bad things as he can. And here's the thing. I don't send him to church. I don't prompt him with this stuff. I don't ask him to do this stuff. I don't say, hey, you know, you should do this. Would you please do it? I don't try to sell him this. I don't do any of it. He's becoming a better person. He's more and more respectful. It's called being regenerate. He is absolutely fascinated with anything to do with Jesus. He's never been to a church in his life. He's kind of curious about what it is. I haven't had much good to say about it because it hasn't had much good to say to me. I've got friends in the church, but, I'm one of the millions of documented people from George Barna's research. He hasn't researched me specifically, but in that demographic, I'm one of the millions that have had a very bad encounter with Sunday morning and left it, and thus got closer to Jesus, which was the reason I left it. Contrary to the slander, which says you left because you want to go do whatever. I'll tell you, if you're Christian and the people at your church are saying that you left, and the people are saying you left so that you can do whatever you want, you could use maybe George Barna's research to look into and ask legal experts. I don't know, but you could ask legal experts about a possible defamation case. I mean, a lot of Christians have had the run of the mill, and the Sunday morning thing has had the run of the mill. And I'm getting more and more irritated with that. But anyhow, I haven't done any of that with Royu. One time I said, you don't know a Christian worship song. You need to listen to Hillsong. So I went and I found Hillsong. And I just played some songs. And he's just in love with it. He's just, I'm addicted. He says, Jesse, I'm addicted to a song. I'm like, yeah, Hotel California. You know, I don't know what he says. No, it's that singing place you told me about, Hillsong. Yeah. I'm like, okay, I think it was Hosanna. It might have been. It's called Hosanna. It's a Hillsong song that Hillsong wrote and called Hosanna. There's a joke about like Hillsong writing their next song, and it had like five pens all taped together, and he was writing the same lyric. Because there's this joke that Hillsong says the same thing. Anyhow, that's, you know what? That's Royu and his unusual. Oh, there's a lot more about this drawn out in FromAsiaWeLove.net, but $10 a year. But I might start advertising and up the price too. I might do that. I'm going to talk about Taiwan's after politics tomorrow.